The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Oh boy, talk about a sad story. I mean, my heart goes out to this guy. I mean, how annoying and uncomfortable must it be for the poor New Jersey governor, Chris Christie? Everywhere he goes, people demanding that he get a new job. Like last night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California.
Please, sir, we need you. Your country needs you to run for president.
Anybody who has an ego large enough to say, oh, please, please, please stop asking me to be leader of the free world. It's such a burden.
A for real moment, folks. This begging at the event last night was followed by a pretty pleased standing ovation from the audience. An emotional moment, but no straight answer on the run for president thing.
I know, without ever having met President Reagan, that he must have felt deeply in his heart that he was called to that moment to lead our country. And so my answer to you is just this. I thank you for what you're saying, and I take it in, and I'm listening to every word of it and feeling it, too.
Feeling your draft to be president. That's the idea. Joining us to discuss last night's events and the tantalizing possibility of a New Jersey governor candidacy, Chris Christie for president. Anna Sale joins us, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
You watched this speech.
A lot
of people on the East Coast were watching it, even though it was out there in California. Ron Christie was one of them, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Good morning in Washington there, Ron.
Good morning. Actually, I'm up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, but good morning nonetheless.
But on the East Coast, in any case. Anyway, Ron and Anna, it's great to have you here. Anna, give us a sense of how important this speech was. Certainly a symbolic place.
Absolutely. This is basically Republican world headquarters, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. He got this standing ovation. And this is the governor of New Jersey. But his speech was about how domestic policy really matters for America's standing in the world. So this is a governor of one state making a play for a big stage. And it's important to note that Chris Christie's message was sharp against President Obama, but also sharp about the failure of Congress to get things done. Listen to this.
We are seeing just this in the partisan divide that has so far made it impossible to reduce our staggering deficits and to create an environment in which there is more job creation than job destruction. This is where the contrast between what has happened in New Jersey and what is happening in Washington, D.C. is the most clear.
Interesting. So Ron Christie, is the tantalizing prospect of Chris Christie's candidacy, is it all about his particular message and his style of delivery? Or is it the fact that he, in a sense, as being governor of New Jersey, is behind enemy lines in the Northeast in the middle of the Democratic base?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, New Jersey, and by the way, I was born in New Jersey, and my last name is Christie, but there's no relation. I'm just throwing that out. But I think it's a little bit of both. I think he wants to have it both ways. I think he wants to demonstrate to people beyond New Jersey that he can appeal across the aisle, he can work with people in the legislature, and that it's his strong governing style that attracts people who might not ordinarily come to the Republican brand. So it's a message that I think he hopes will resonate beyond his state. But my one beef with the governor is, if you're going to jump in, jump in. Stop the coyness. Stop the sort of tantalizing, dangling your foot in the water. If you're going to get in. But this, it just seems to me, is more of a message to draw more attention to himself than it is any substantive statement as to whether he's going to run or not.
And he's certainly done that, and I guess we're a part of it here this morning. That's Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush, and no relation to the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, who we're talking about this morning. Anna Sale, that's really sort of the question here. He says he's not running for president, but it sure sounds like he's running to inherit the legacy of Ronald Reagan.
Exactly. He made mention of no other Republican but Ronald Reagan in his speech. No mention of, you know, guys, I'm not going to run, but we've got a great field. It's most important that we beat Barack Obama. None of that kind of language. Instead, he talked about his favorite Ronald Reagan moment, the moment of the air traffic controller strike in 1981, when Ronald Reagan said, if you all walk off the job, I'm going to fire you. And then he fired them. And this is what Chris Christie had to say about that.
I cite this incident not as a parable of labor relations, but as a parable of principle. Ronald Reagan was a man who said what he meant and meant what he said. Those who thought he was bluffing were sadly mistaken. Reagan's demands was not an empty political ploy. It was leadership, pure and simple.
Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey speaking at the Ronald Reagan Library last night in California. Ron Christie, so if he's not running for president here, follow my logic if you can. I'm sure you can. Let's see if I can complete the sentence this morning. But if he's not running for president, that leadership criticism is not aimed at Barack Obama. It must be aimed at the existing GOP field.
I think you're right. And that's one of the reasons that I'm becoming increasingly outspoken about what Governor Christie is up to. You know, if he's going to wrap himself in the fold and in the mantle of Ronald Reagan, he also needs to remember Ronald Reagan's most cherished amendment, or commandment, I should say, which is, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican. So, and Anna's absolutely correct in her analysis. Governor Christie did not mention any other Republican by name. He only wrapped himself in the mantle of Reagan. So if he's not running and he's offering criticism of other Republicans' leadership, then why not get in the race?
All right.
If you're not going to do that, then stop talking.
So, Anna Sale, what's the tipping point here? Where does it go from here? Is there a point at which he has to do something?
Well, I just want to note, this is not just any other week in the presidential campaign calendar. This is the last week of the fundraising period. So you've got Mitt Romney, you've got Rick Perry trying to bring in big bucks so they can show that they are candidates who can win against Barack Obama. And then who's taking all the air out of the room? Governor Chris Christie, while not saying that he's running.
So all of that speaks to the just sort of annoyance of Christie being around and not running in terms of the other GOP candidates. But again, Anna, does he have to make a decision here at some point? I mean, obviously he has to make a decision in the next hour to satisfy our good friend Ron Christie down there in Cambridge, Massachusetts. But in terms of politics and the mechanism of the campaign, does he have to do something soon?
Well, he has said he's made a decision over and over and over again, and he did not say that he's reconsidering that position during the speech yesterday. He, of course, didn't say that he's not reconsidering either. He was a little bit more coy than he has been. But at a certain point, yes, you have to decide. He has to get in the race. He has to raise money. He's got to introduce himself to people outside of the New York, New Jersey media market. Of course, we have a record in New York of thinking that folks here can play nationally. We don't know that yet about Governor Christie.
All right, Anna Sale, Ron Christie, that's the last story we're doing about Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey until 2012. Right. Thanks, guys.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.